Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick. This is Kara.
Hey, Kara. Thank you for calling me. I've been calling, and now I just keep getting the voicemail of Dean's voice, you know, funny. I'm like, God damn it. Okay.
Yeah, I go straight to voicemail, and I can't get it to turn off, and I can't get it to let me call out. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's really annoying.
Yeah, I bet. Well, let's talk business. Yeah, let's talk business. You're busy, I'm busy. All just trying to, you know, fund some deals and go to lunch. So I sent you a payoff notice. Okay, so this is we have sent two separate docs to this guy. We actually had an approval almost a month ago. And so we had gotten a payoff letter to IOU, like then, right? And it just expired like a week ago. So what I'm saying is, if you were to say, hey, on deck, I know you're trying to verify this payoff because you maybe are suspecting manipulation or fraud or whatever, here's the previous payoff that will show you, based on their payments and all this shit, that this is accurate, right?
Didn't we already send in that payoff letter with the submission?
I sent you off the current one I just got this morning. It's brand new. And then I just put in the iMessage the previous one that expired a week ago.
Okay, so explain to me why the expired one would work. Sorry.
Well, no, it'll just, instead of, okay, transportation technology, John Santacroce is super busy running two companies, right? I can barely get him on the phone. Like, I call a cell phone for my cell phone. He's like, Nick, I'm in a meeting. What do you need right now? Right? Or he doesn't answer or whatever.
Also,
so I've emailed him.
They don't want decision logic or month to date bakes.
Okay, great. Okay, that is fantastic. Because when you sent the second set of docs, you're like, hey, they're going to need bank verification now because this approval has been open so long. Okay, that was a concern.
I said that?
So what I'm, yes, I have the email. So, anyway, this is what I'm saying is, can obviously there wouldn't be two falsified payoff letters. The other one just expired, and the new one will show the trend of payments. So what are they worried about? Are they worried that the payoff letter is manipulated or incorrect?
No, I've never actually had this problem before, so I can ask them what they're worried about and send them the expired one. Sorry,
yeah,
it's kind of
it's just
so.
I know. Is Amy back yet?
No, and she won't be here Monday either.
It's crazy, huh? Okay, so what I'm saying is this. The previous one expires the payoff date was 5/14, so it was 6 days ago, right? So what I'm saying is, if they look at that and they compare it to the new one, they'll know that the new one is accurate, right? They'll be like, oh, obviously.
Or they'll know he's good at faking payoff letters twice. Just kidding. That was a joke, but you
yeah.
Like it.
No, it was a great joke. I should have laughed. I should have laughed more. I should have.
It's so awkward.
But in a fun way, right? In a fun way.
In a fun way, for sure. In a way that makes me laugh.
Good. You know what I mean? But, you know, life's too short. They're just trying to laugh every day until I die. That's it. If I can laugh at it once a day, then I'll be happy. Okay, so just see what they say, because I guess at this point then, we have to confirm payoff and do underwriting call to him and landlord verification, and we fund, right?
No to landlord verification. She just says they have to get this IOU payoff letter and obviously the merchant interview. And they're still waiting on their tax card report to come back, but that's not really something you have to do. So it's just this payoff letter and then the call. That's what she just
okay. Said. Okay. If it's easy for you, I know you're swamped. Like, I know. Like, I'm not trying to say that I don't understand. What I'm saying is, if you have an access to her, if you can call instead of, like, sending some weird message or whatever and be like, hey, listen, like, we have two consecutive payoff letters. The old one that we were going to use a week ago, and then things got delayed, and now we have this new one. Like, obviously, doesn't this make sense that this is a valid payoff letter, right? And if they still need to call, I have already requested it from John, so then we'll be able to do that. But if we can skip that step and just get them to call John, like, great, you know?
Yes, I feel you, Nick. I will call my guy over there.
Sweet. Did you see when I said, I hope you're having a great day?
Did you say that in, like, an email, or did you say that out loud to me just barely?
Well, I wanted to say it out loud, and I was like, hey, you know, I already, like, wished this for you. So, like, yeah. So, like, I hope you're having a great day, and I know you're really busy, and I know you're working really hard, and I really appreciate that. And it was good to see you this morning, a little while ago, for a couple seconds. It was good to see you. So, I'm going to let you get back to work, you know what I mean? Like, I'll let you get back to that, but I really appreciate your help with this.
Oh my gosh, I just sent an email with nothing written in the body of it. Okay, thanks.
Let's get back to focusing. You know what I mean? I'm a distraction. I'm a distraction. I hear it a lot, so okay. But we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thanks, Kevin.